guys. How are you? Happy Thursday. Happy Masters Week. Round one today, starting at Augusta National. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt, the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Our friends at Omaha Steaks right now, summer right around the corner. They got an unbelievable offer, 24 mouthwatering steak burgers. They're going to give you four of their amazing pure ground filet mignons, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, sirloin burgers, and their all new porterhouse burgers, $89.99. That's it. Less than $90 when you use the code juice at checkout. Go to OmahaSteaks.com for their burger perfection flight today. And don't forget to use promo code juice at checkout for this exclusive deal. 24 delicious steak burgers for just $89.99. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code juice at checkout. Supplies are limited and minimum purchase may be required on certain orders. Go check it out right now. OmahaSteaks.com. All right. So 1-1-1 yesterday. Basketball misses, baseball hits, hockey pushes. Wild like bitten six. No harm, no foul, down 0.1. So we're still up for the week as we head towards Thursday. Okay, in the Discord channel, I already gave you a bunch of Masters plays, all four round plays. Okay, I've got a play for today for round one, but all four rounds. Willie Zalatoris, my guy, 45-1, half a unit. Win the thing, Willie Z. Go get it. You've been banged up the back. Let's get putts down. Let's get your balls in the fairway. Will Zalatoris, 45-1 at a half a unit. Other half a unit, we're taking it and putting it on John Rahm, 11-1. The guy's a machine. I know he's a live golfer now, but machine. John Rahm does very well at Augusta. John Rahm, 11-1, half a unit. Cam Smith, top 10. Bet it at a place where it includes ties. Don't get into the dead heat rules, okay? Tough. Don't do it. Unless you're doing a parlay. But don't do it. Half a unit, plus 350. Cam Smith, top 10. And finally, it was bet at FanDuel, so dead heat rules do apply, which stinks, but you get a pretty good price because of it. Rory and Brooks, both to come in the top 10, parlayed, plus 474. Half a unit. Now, dead heat rules, if one of them ties for 10th, dead heat rules will come into play, okay? But Rory and Brooks, parlay them together, half a unit, plus 474 to both come in the top 10. If you can find it without the dead heat rules, that's great, but it's going to be a far less type of bonus. I think it's 275 if you take out the dead heat rules. So pick your poison as to what you want to bet, but there is a bet involving Tiger that does include ties. That Tiger, Brooks, and Rory at plus 250. I initially put that out, and I've made that play personally. But somebody pointed out that Rory, and if you use dead heat and just have two of them, Rory and Brooks, is plus 474. I think it's worth the extra flyer at the half a unit to do that. You might get burned. We might get burned, but it's only a half a unit, so it's not that big of a deal. Brooks and Rory to come in the top 10 at plus 474. Okay, so again, Willie Z, 45-1, half unit. John Rahm, 11-1, half unit to win the green jacket. Cam Smith, top 10 at plus 350, half a unit. Brooks and Rory parlayed top 10 together at plus 474 at FanDuel for dead heat rules. Do apply there for a half a unit. Okay, so let's talk about the plays for today. I've got baseball, I've got basketball, and I have one Masters play for round one. The round one play is Jordan Spieth versus Dustin Johnson. DJ's plus 105. Superbook in Vegas has this odds. Spieth admitted yesterday that his wrist is bothering him. It flares up from time to time. Now, last year, Jordan Spieth shot pretty well in the first round, shot a 69. It's pretty good. But in the four previous first rounds, Jordan Spieth shot 74, 71, 74, 75. He shot 66 in 2018, but shot 75 in 2017. So you go all the way back to 2017. He has two round ones in the 60s, 169 and 166. Dustin Johnson is a pretty consistent golfer. Dustin Johnson's a guy that you can depend upon pretty much for a 70 or a 71 in round number one. His average is 71 and a half for all four rounds. But in round one, In 2023, he shot 71. In 2022, he shot 69. 21, he blew up, did make the cut, shot 74, but 65 and 68 in the two previous. In three of the last five rounds, round one at Augusta National for the Masters, Dustin Johnson has shot in the 60s. If he shoots 69 today, even with the weather, Dustin Johnson should beat Jordan Spieth. I think Jordan shoots about 70, 71 today. 69 will beat him. Plus 105, Dustin Johnson, round one over Jordan Spieth for one unit. One plus 105. Round one only. Okay, round one only. Bet number two. We're going to continue going with the Rockets and their over train. The Rockets have six games in a row gone over. Eight of the last 10 have gone over. They're 19-19 on the road, but Utah is 21-18-1 to the over on the year, including four of their last five and six of the last 10 going over. Ironically enough, the last game before the Denver game on the 9th, 2 days ago, to go under for Utah was against Houston at home. 230 went under by 29 points, but that's the last time dating back to the 27th of March for Houston not to go under. I'm going to say that was an anomaly because Orlando at home, 7.5 points over. Dallas on the road, 55.5 points over. Miami at home, 5 points over. Golden State, 16 points over. Minnesota on the road, 5 points over. Dallas at home, 3 points over. The Utah game was under by 29, but that was following up a road game against Oklahoma City in which they went over by 32 points. Four of the last five, yes, the Denver game went under, but Golden State for Utah over by 2.5, Clippers over by 8.5, Cleveland over by 24, and Sacramento over by 12.5. Numbers 226.5 over 226.5 Houston at Utah for 1.1 units. And to baseball, Brady Singer and the Casey Royals are trying to sweep the Astros. This is remarkable. 4-3, 11-2. 4-3 in extra innings in the first game. 11-2 yesterday. Whipped them. Astros have Hunter Brown going up against Brady Singer. Now, Brady Singer, he's due for some negative regression here, okay? This guy, two starts. First start went 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs. Second start, 6 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned run. Been really good. Brady Singer is not that good. He's good, just not that good. He's not ace-type quality good. He's due to get hit here. Hunter Brown going. He's 0-1 with a 6.43 ERA. First time against the Yankees, went 4 innings, gave up no earned runs, but lost the game 5-3. Against Texas, 10-2 loss. He went 3 innings, gave up 5 earned runs, got hit pretty hard. Hopefully he has a bounce back spot here because the Astros need this. Houston's not playing well. This is a weird deal. This is like one of those, like, you sure, Matt? You want to get involved with the Houston Astros? They're 4-9. They're 4-9. Now, are they this bad? No. Get swept at Kansas City. Not going to see it. Don't believe it. Money line. It's minus 130. Houston's favored for a reason. Astros, minus 130. Money line to avoid getting swept by the Royals. 1.3 units down. Okay. So for today, Rockets over 226.5. Astros, minus 130 on the money line. Dustin Johnson over Jordan Spieth in the first round of the Masters at plus 105. And for the Masters tournament plays, Will Zalatoris, 45-1, half a unit. John Rahm, 11-1, half a unit. Cam Smith, top 10, including ties, plus 350, half a unit. Brooks and Rory, with dead heat rules applying, top 10 parlay at plus 474 for a half a unit. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.